Tolkien's power to make you linger over intimate, domestic details anchors you deeply in the lives of hobbits as they light up a pipe or break for lunch in the afternoon sun. We know these moments. We have lived them ourselves. Artists from all ages know the power of specificity, from Caravaggio's use of dirty, soiled commoners within his paintings of the Holy Family, to Van Gogh's portraits of local laborers. Artists capturing the essence of the immediate world around them provide grounded, tangible links between our world and that of artistic imagination. For before we know it, and before Second Breakfast is finished, we are up and off to Rivendell to see elves elude goblins and tangle with the most powerful magic in all of Middle-earth. So opens Middle-earth, Journeys in Myth and Legend, by the artist Donato Giancola, who provides not only a stunning collection of full-color paintings of key moments in the works of J.R.R. Tolkien, but provides some commentary on the paintings as well. Here we find moments of quiet contemplation and moving character studies. The full-color illustrations are almost always preceded by the artist's initial chalk and watercolor studies, which show the initial thinking that went into the final grand productions. Middle-earth offers us a look into the artist's mind, appreciated by anyone enthralled by these great stories. This grand illustration of the epic stories of characters from the Middle-earth opens with what else? Bilbo Baggins' discovery of the ring, as our artist tells us. The introduction of Gandalf as a light-hearted entertainer of hobbits in the bucolic Shire belies his serious role as counselor, guide, leader, and martyr by the end of the Fellowship of the Ring. In small places do adventures begin. Gandalf reveals to Frodo that the simple magic ring he holds is actually the one ring that will bring shadow and suffering to all of Middle-earth, as seen in the painting Bag End, Shadow of the Past. From the depths of Mordor, represented by the fireplace, to the green pastures of the Shire, with Sam's head glimpsed through the window, the power of the ring sits at the center of this epic quest. The quaint, domestic interior is inspired by the Dutch genre paintings, where an intimate lifestyle moment in a home contrasts deeply with the expanding world events beyond. The stage set, we delve into the stories of Middle-earth quickly enough from that first setting featuring the mysterious and charismatic ring, encountering next the visit, as we heard, of the kindly older Gandalf to a cozy home. The hauntingly scary attack of the ring race on Frodo and the ring party as they leave the Shire, and the arrival of the mysterious and vaguely heroic human warrior Strider, we come to know him as Aragorn, at just the right moment to save Frodo and the gang. The troll's nefarious encounter with Sam and Frodo, and the famed trilogy's story's first appearance of a haughty elfin lord, the warrior Legolas, leads to the momentous reforging of the magical sword in the wooded elven city of Rivendell, continuing this illustrated series of stories from the Ring trilogy. The much-beloved and compelling story wraps up, of course, as Frodo and Sam deliver the ring to its fiery death. But the illustrations don't end. We continue on to end with the Silmarillion. Now, all of these beloved and well-known Tolkien characters are drawn a bit differently from their so well-known film portrayals, appearing with the artist Giancola's work as more rounded in shape and more often diffident in attitude. The colors that dominate in this interpretation of Middle-earth are earth-toned, appropriate for the tales, it seems to me, and softer in presentation than their often sharper-edged movie presentations. Indeed, as our artist himself tells us, Tolkien's lack of specificity in his descriptions of characters is a gift to artists, and possibly one reason his books continue to be such a rich source of inspiration. A Mirkwood elf, Legolas blends harmoniously with his natural environment in his signature browns and greens. The painting's changing fall setting serves not only as an allegory for the passing of elves from Middle-earth, but also as a nostalgic nod to my childhood, growing up in the forests of Vermont. And almost always, it is the characters of these Tolkien tales which are the primary focus of this artist's eye. The geographic, the built settings the characters find themselves in, most often withdrawn to the distance, appropriately guiding our viewers' eyes to the characters who are the key to the stories, after all. But let me be clear, Middle Earth by Donato Giancola is anything but a hodgepodge of illustrations. Enthralling though the art is, we open appropriately enough with the Hobbit meeting the Hobbit Bilbo Baggins, the fire-breathing dragon Smaug, the dwarves who come to play such an important role in our tales, and of course, the Grey Wizard who will lead the hobbits and most of humanity through the coming crises. Often, though not always, the artist, the author, offers his thoughts about the characters, the settings he has chosen to illustrate, as you've heard, writing movingly about many of them, and giving us the reasoning and the emotional impact these characters have had on his work as an artist, and a fan, a lover of the stories that he illustrates. About halfway through, artist Giancola adds these comments about a particularly haunting image of the wizard Gandalf. Gandalf, the wise and powerful leader of the Fellowship, often experiences misgivings and self-doubt. I find myself returning to him again and again, creating more paintings and drawings of him than of any other character from the books. As a lesser god and one of the Maiar, Gandalf is sent to Middle-earth specifically to aid the fight against Sauron. He enters the fray reluctantly, unsure of his own abilities. In the painting on the facing page, as snow begins to fall, he debates testing the pass of Krathos, a pivotal moment in the story. But make no mistake, this is North European art, and North European fantasy is seen through the eyes of Giancola. The peoples, the ethnic groups, the historical references are North European in form and atmosphere. Folks from other continents are not really touched upon or illustrated. Perhaps that's a loss. Perhaps it more closely focuses the work of the book, which is, in its own right, stunning, artistically moving, and certainly captures the spirit of The Lord of the Rings and the other Tolkien tales. I want to end with a particularly moving comment by our author as he's writing about that special friendship between Sam and Frodo. This comes near the end of the book. It's entitled An Unbreakable Bond, and our author tells us, in the battle against the greatest evil of their time, the bond between two small hobbits becomes the most important tool against darkness, a beautifully profound concept. Frodo and Sam's friendship provides the requisite strength for their arduous and reluctant journey on which hangs the fate of Middle-earth. For all the praise and riches bestowed upon them after the quest is achieved, their enduring relationship is the most treasured reward. As I said, a stunningly beautiful book with interesting, insightful commentary. It's one that I think you will enjoy, especially if you are a fan of J.R.R. Tolkien and his many, many works. It's entitled Middle Earth, Journeys in Myth and Legend by Donato Giancola. It's a large, oversized book. You can't miss it. Oftentimes sticking up among the others among the shelves, and it features on its cover a really old world view of the Grey Wizard with his staff. It's quite a read. It's available at all of our fine local libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.